This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Sounds really nice where I'm talking to you from just now. It looks even nicer. I'm in the church in Seyðisfjörður. You may have seen photographs. You might even have taken one yourself from the Rainbow Street leading up to the church here in Seyðisfjörður in the east of Iceland. I'm with Aðalheiður Borgþórsdóttir, who is the former mayor of this municipality.
Yeah.
For a couple of years.
Yeah, it was for a couple of years, and until we merged into a bigger community, like the Múlaþing, where we four small towns that merged into one.
So this was a separate municipality for a long time, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I was actually the first woman to be a mayor here, and the last mayor.
And the last mayor.
Of the Seyðisfjörður, so it's really, I'm very proud of that.
Yes. You also help to run the concerts that take place here in the church, because this isn't just a place of worship. This is a really important building for the town and for the area, isn't it?
Yeah, I was a tourist and cultural attaché for Seyðisfjörður from 98 until I started to be a mayor.
Yes.
The concert series that started in 98 as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a part of the art festival we had, which we called Á Seyði.
Mm.
And we had this wonderful person, Muff Warden, who came here to teach music in the music school. And she started that with her friend Sigurdur. And they started to have these concerts on Wednesday. To start with, it was only playing on the organ for the guests, because the ferry comes on Thursdays. And then later it came to be this concert series, very well known, and very professional musicians come here and play in this concert series. It's very well known.
And it's still happening?
Yeah, it's still happening. Mm-hmm. After Muff Warden died, she died in 2006, we kept it ongoing. I was taking care of it for a few years, and then, you know, we have keep it ongoing and will.
Yes, so big plans then for next year, more of these concerts.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
We love it.
This part of East Iceland, particularly Seyðisfjörður, very well known for its artistic community, the visual arts, of course, with the galleries, but music's important too, by the sense of it.
Yeah, it is. It has been. We have had a very good music school.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes to music school, of course. So everybody learns a little.
Yes.
Yeah, and we have in the church, we have this church choir, always with locals, so it's really important.
Now, the ferry that you mentioned, it comes from Denmark and stops off at the Faroe Islands. It used to stop off in the UK as well, in Shetland, but it hasn't done that for a very long time. But still,
also in Norway.
In Norway as well.
In Bergen,
yeah. So it brings people in from other countries. This is an international point of entry. Mm-hmm. And of course, you get the cruise ships as well here.
Yeah.
What do people say when they come to the church and visit it? What do they think of it?
They always say it's lovely. Mm. They go in here in silence. And they feel the atmosphere is very good in here.
It's atmospheric. As we said, it's not just about using the church as a place of worship. People can come and enjoy it and enjoy the building.
Yes. They come here and they just sit down and have like a little meditation. I think they talk to their God or something. I believe that. And yeah, they just love to come here.
What's the story of the Rainbow Street leading up to the church?
Yeah, that's a good question. We have our gay pride here. At the same time, they have it in Reykjavik.
Mm.
It started with a father and his sister, because this father has a lesbian daughter, and he really wanted to join the Reykjavik gay pride, but wasn't able because the weather was, or something.
Yes,
something happened. Then they decided to walk the street. And he has done that for many years. And at one time, they had this, they made their own gay pride then. And his name is Norri. He had a little group. We were decorating for the gay pride here. And they decided, well, this street was really in a bad shape.
Mm.
The tiles are very broken. So they decided to paint it for that one festival. And that's it.
Because it's such a strong image, isn't it? If at the other end of the street, the church itself is a beautiful shade of blue, then you've got the rainbow steps or the rainbow street leading up to it. And so many people have taken that photo, haven't they?
Yes, it is. It was absolutely not planned, except for this.
Yes.
Of course, we are very proud of our gay people, and they are very welcome here.
We're having our conversation in November, but during the summer it's possible to just come and visit the church, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's open to public. Yes. Like for 5 hours per day.
And I think you said you had 50,000 visitors last summer?
Last summer, yes.
That's crazy.
Yes, crazy. Well, people are welcome to our church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the
yeah.
thing. We are very used to like foreign people coming with the ferry here for 50 years. Mm-hmm. And in 1900, this town was like a booming town. There was a lot of Norwegian that came here with their houses, imported their houses and came here and started with the herring fish factory thing. And we have been like a fishing town
yes.
until last year. They closed down. Mm. They've been closing down the fish factory and moving the quota to another place.
Is tourism taking up some of that?
Yeah, tourism yeah. is, of course, the biggest industry here. Uh-huh. Industry. I don't know if we should say that.
Yeah, it is
kind of. Mm-hmm. We welcome people. Really love to have people here. And the artistic thing is really also important to us. A lot of artists love to come here and be here. And the winter is very quiet, so it's very suitable for people that need quietness. Mm. And to live here is something very special. I've lived here for so many years. And it's just, here you have time.
Yes.
Everybody is searching for time. We have that here.
You get the extremes of the weather here in the east because it can be very, very hot and sunny in the east of Iceland, can't it, during the summer? But then, I mean, if you drive from Eyjafjallajökull to Seyðisfjörður, that is a road that can close quite easily if there's heavy snow.
Yeah. Well, that's our main concern. Yeah. We really want to have tunnels so we'll be able to be free and travel freely because we are afraid of this mountain road sometimes, I must admit. But, you know, we have art school here. It's like a folk high school. They are very well known in at least Scandinavia, and people from Iceland do go there. But we got people coming from abroad, all the way from Australia.
Yes.
And America, of course, everywhere.
It's a wonderful place. It's a wonderful part of the country. And this church, to bring it back to the church, is such an important focal point in the town. And come 2026, next year, you're already booking in and thinking about who's going to perform here?
Yes. Well, I'm not in charge of it. There is another person taking care of it. But they advertise, soon.
Yes.
And then people, it's just well known with the music industry.
Yeah.
I'm always talking about industries. Well... In the music field.
Music business.
The music business,
but
or whatever.
I mean, you can maybe hear from, as we're having our conversation, the acoustics in here, the sound in here is amazing. So I guess that when you've got people singing in here, it sounds amazing.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. And also we have this grand piano, which is really, people love it. So it's not many places that has grand piano in the East. So this is also what people are really interested in.
How old is the church?
The church has been in, well, we know at least three places here in the fjord. 1200 is the first, and then we found like old churches from like 940. Mm-hmm. And what we believe is that the church stood there first, and there was churches or like at least something like churches there, and there was a graveyard, and it's about when Christianity took over. So and then it moved to the other side of the fjord in 1200. There is a history about it was church there, 1200. And then it moved a little bit later in another place. And then it was like on a cliff and it blew down. And it was also raised again. And then 1920, it was moved here and opened 1922 in this place. And I think it was 1985, it got burned. Inside, it's completely destroyed. Of course, we rebuilt it.
Yes.
So it has a great history. And it was 1995, it was opened again.
Okay.
It was really, really sad to come in here. Everything was black.
Yeah.
Everything burned in here.
Yeah. I was on Grimsey a couple of months ago. Yeah. Of course, they lost their church as well to fire a few years ago and have rebuilt a brand new one.
Yeah.
And again, there, you know, the importance of the church, whether or not someone is religious, the importance of the church in a town like Grimsey and Sandvik or here in Seyðisfjörður, it goes beyond the religious community, doesn't it?
It didn't burn down completely here. It was just the interior, all the interior, new benches and all that.
Yeah.
But it's really important. We come here, of course, to say goodbye to our relatives and friends, and it's really important in that sense. Mm-hmm. And also, we have a really, really good priest. She's her name is Sigríður, and she came here with her family, but now she's in USA learning something more to educate herself.
Yes.
But she is all very open-minded. It's very important to us.
Christmas, of course, is not that far away. It's mm-hmm. not that long away. This will be a very important building in a few weeks.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm in the church choir. We have started to prepare.
Okay.
Yeah. We have this choir conductor comes from Eyjastaðir every week to practice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Choirs really are important all across Iceland, even in the smallest of places. Yeah. You will find people giving up their time to sing. Yeah. Why do you do it? What's the attraction for you?
Well, I am a musician in the, well, that's my main thing. And I started to sing in choirs when I was like 11, 12 years old. So I've been doing it all my life. Mm. It's really good to be in a choir because you learn to listen, and it's really nice community.
And this church is a nice place to sing?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It is, really.
I think what we'll do now is head outside to the Rainbow Street, because we're going to take a picture that you can see on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio, as we always do with our guests. And much as I'd like to take it inside, because it is beautiful, I think we really need to do the iconic photo, don't we?
Yeah.
Head outside. We'll go to the other end of the street. There's already a queue of people forming, see, to take photos. It's like Abbey Road, isn't it, in London?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to head up to the other end of the street. We're going to take that photograph.
Okay,
we've taken our photo. I now add myself to the long list of people who have stood where we're standing.
Mm-hmm.
And even today, there's a group of tourists in front of us taking photos.
It is. Yeah, it's a, I think there's always people on the street, actually. It's really a lot of people. And people, of course, want to come. Go into the church, but it is closed in the winter.
Yes. But you repaint the street, you were saying, every summer. It's in really good condition, the paint.
Yeah, we repaint it like two or three times.
Yeah.
Depends on how it goes.
Once the snow, no snow today, but once the snow clears for the summer.
Yes, yes, we do that.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. I look forward to the church being full of life once again for all of the concerts and over the Christmas period.
Yes. Of course, yes.
And you can visit during the summer months. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.